I really enjoyed the title of this devotional, The Pit of Self-Pity. Pit, twice, pit, pity, pity, pit, pity. You know what I'm talking about, self-pity. This is when, oh, it's so hard on me. Nobody likes me, everybody hates me. I'm going to go out and eat worms. What's that?
The world's out to get me.
Yeah, the world's out to get me. So be on guard against the pit of self-pity. When you are weary or unwell, this demonic trap is the greatest danger you face. You know, when you're not feeling well, everything focuses in. Don't even go near the edge of the pit. Don't approach this thing of self-pity. You approach it when you say, well, what about me? What about my needs? What about, you know? The edges crumble easily, and before you know it, you're on your way down. It's ever so much harder to get out of the pit than to keep a safe distance from it. That's why you must be on guard. Several ways to protect yourself from self-pity. When you find yourself occupied with self, change it. Occupy yourself with praising and thanking God. It's impossible to feel sorry for yourself when you start recognizing, thanking God for the many things around you that you didn't deserve, that He gave you because He loves you. And then the closer you live to God, the more distance there is between you and the pit. When you can say, you start edging toward that pit, then you stop yourself and you say, it's not about me. It's about God. My life is about God, and He points me to others. What a change. It just turns things around. Two verses. Live in the light of God's presence by fixing your eyes on Him. Psalm 89, 15, 16. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of Thy countenance. The light of His face. In Thy name shall they rejoice all the day. In Thy righteousness shall they be exalted. And then you'll be able to run with endurance the race that's set before you without stumbling or falling. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. What cloud of witnesses? Chapter 11. All those people that have gone on before, people of faith. People say, do you think people in heaven know what's going on? Evidently so. They're the cloud of witnesses watching what's happening here. Because of that, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience. This is that word that means endurance, holding on under the difficulties. Run with patience the race that is set before us. You know, we didn't choose the race, did we? That was set for us. What we're supposed to do, God says, this is what I want you to do. So, it's the race set before us. Looking, you know what you do when you're running the race? You look to the finish line, either actually or in your heart. You look for the finish line. Looking unto Jesus, the author or beginner and finisher of our faith. He let us start the race. He lets us finish. He is the finish. Who, because we remember Him, who for the joy in His race, for the joy that was set before Him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. The joy that was set before Him, you know what that was? You. Saving you. And He says, I can do it for them. So He endured the cross, despising the shame, and won. Set down at the right hand of the Father. And so we can be the winner. We can become what He was because we run the race, really, following the steps of Christ in this race. So look to God, not to self, and you avoid that pit of self-pity. Easy to fall into. I have it hard. You may have it hard, but it's not about you. It's about God, about others.